Rex called you and Danny about Westworld clones today, and he meant it as a high compliment. What's your feeling about being described there?
You know, Wes is a good buddy of mine, and it's unfair to say that for a guy like that who's done it consistently for a long time. So now I'm not really thinking about that. I'm thinking more of, you know, the New York Jets secondary and you know, what they're going to try to bring to the table.
Obviously, you've been in the shoes of these younger players having to step up when in years past when somebody and be productive.
You always got to be prepared. It's a violent game out there, and you're always one play away. It's not like college where you have, you know, a backup for your kicker, two different type of kickers, you know, a holder, 14 receivers. You know, everyone that's on the team is ultimately going to have to contribute at sometime in the season. So, you know, you have to always be prepared for your opportunity.
What about not being overwhelmed, though? I mean, you know, and rookies can be overwhelmed. I mean, it's just natural.
Yeah. You know, just kind of focusing on what you can control, and whether that's your plays or you know, the concepts or what the defense is doing. You know, preparing to the fullest of your ability. You know, that's what you can control, and you know, game day, we'll see how you do.
Julian, with walkthroughs this week instead of full practice, what do you lose? What are you going to make up for with the missed physical reps?
You know, usually you're timing in and you get to go out and do it, but you know, with walkthroughs, you get to walk through the rep and, you know, mentally put it down and rely on that. So that's the difference.
When you look at their rookie corner, what did you see from him last week against Tampa? And is it sort of going to be taking him to school with the way you guys, you know, are so successful over the middle with your slot receivers?
You know, he's a talented guy. You know, he's driving the first round, played in some big games in college. He's a big guy. He's strong, he's quick, he's fast. You know, he was a first rounder for a reason. So, you know, you're going to have to bring your A game, and you're going to have to, you know, use your route details and techniques to beat him.
You had kind of an interesting offseason in that I don't want to just say you languished out there, but you were available for a while with no takers and just ended up back here. And I'm just, what was your thought process during that whole time?
That's in the past. You know, whatever happened in the offseason happened. I'm happy to be here and, you know, happy to be playing the New York Jets on Thursday and opening up here at New York and New England.
I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. One is it's human nature to take things personally, and then the other thing is a veteran, you kind of learn it's a business. And I got to imagine people feel both at the same time. I mean, did you fall into any of those camps or none of them?
I'm just worried about the Jets. I'm not really thinking about the off season. And, you know, it's week two in the season, and there's a lot of things going on right now. And right now, it's the Jets.
So, Julian, I mean, I'll put this on us as the media. Danny comes in here, and everyone's comparing Danny to Wes Welker. And I think we all forgot maybe that you were kind of the first guy that fell into that category. And just sit back and say, like, oh, wait a minute, I can make some contributions here too. It's not like, you know, and I know he's the new toy and everything.
You know, we're glad to have Danny here. He's he had a great game on Sunday. He made some big catches, and if he's here to help the team, that's the best thing for the team. So, you know, that's how I feel. You know, if anything, put the team first.
It wasn't a case where maybe you saw him taking a spot that you had apprenticed for, so to speak, for a couple of years.
You know, no. I'm here just trying to contribute, and whatever the coaches ask me to do, I'm going to do.
Julian, is it almost better to have this short week early in the season than late in the season, where your body's not beat down so badly?
Sure, I guess, yeah. I just thought about that. You know, yeah.
You feel a little, I mean, obviously it's tough to recover from a game, but so quickly, but is it a little easier this week?
I mean, whether it's easy or hard, I mean, the New York Jets are dealing with the same circumstances, so, you know, whoever prepares better, you know, will have a better game on Thursday. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Do you believe in personal momentum? Do you believe that what you started on Sunday can carry over week to week?
I believe that, you know, I have to, you know, study my game plan and get here and get mentally right for this game and you know, try to go out and execute on Thursday.